The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has been trying to understand how a lab error there may have exposed dozens of workers to anthrax. And in the course of that investigation, officials learned about another serious mistake that went unreported to top brass for more than a month. It involves a potent strain of flu. There was no apparent public risk, but NPR's Richard Harris reports that officials now recognize a pattern of problems in the world-class laboratory.
Earlier this year, scientists at the U.S. Department of Agriculture asked the CDC for a sample of a regular old variety of flu virus for some experiments. CDC Director Tom Frieden said his researchers packaged it up carefully and sent it along to this other secure laboratory.
In the process, unknowingly, they cross-contaminated that strain with highly pathogenic H5N1 influenza.
A flu virus that's very nasty indeed. The USDA scientists noticed that they weren't dealing with the simple flu virus they'd asked for, and the CDC confirmed that it had sent a contaminated sample.
Everything we know today suggests that there was no human exposure. The materials are all either destroyed or contained, and there's no risk from it. What's distressing about it are two things, really. First, our influenza laboratory is a superb laboratory. So to me, the fact that something like this could happen in such a superb laboratory is unsettling.
It suggests deeper safety problems at CDC. Frieden was also disturbed that he didn't learn about the incident until this week, which is 6 weeks after it came to light.
It's very important to have a culture of safety that says, if you've got a problem, talk about it.
As Frieden dug into this and a similar incident recently in which anthrax was mishandled, he reviewed 6 incidents over the years where CDC safety procedures had failed. He says each time people fixed the smaller problem at hand without realizing the context he now sees.
There's a problem, and it's a symptom of a broader problem of laboratory safety.
Frieden today announced a series of actions to address this, including a moratorium on moving material out of the CDC's highest security labs and a safety review, including outside experts. One bit of more positive news is that an anthrax lab accident last month apparently did not end up exposing anyone to this deadly germ.
We're very concerned about the health and well-being of our own staff and the fact that they had to deal with uncertainty, stress, potential risk, and to take preventive medicines that can have adverse events as a result of this incident is something that I feel terrible about and I wish had not happened.
It's fortunate that these have not posed a real safety risk either to laboratory workers or to the general public, but it could have.
Ron Atlas is with the American Society for Microbiology and a professor at the University of Louisville. He says it's a stark reminder to lab workers everywhere that you can get lulled into a sense of complacency even when working with dangerous materials. Mark Lipsitch at Harvard University takes that one step farther.
I don't think this is a CDC problem. I think CDC is being open about what has happened in several instances there, but their own prior research has shown that around the country in high containment laboratories, there are errors on almost a weekly basis.
Those apparently haven't ended up causing big problems, he says, in part because most of the germs in question don't spread very easily.
The problem is that now people are starting to do experiments with much more contagious pathogens, particularly making novel contagious strains of flu, and the human error factor can't be reduced.
So scientists like Lipsitch are calling for this research to be reined in. Richard Harris, NPR News.